words in her hand. But Ann Sullivan refused to quit. She refused to give up. She could see the pain and torment on little Helen's face, the same pain and torment she had experienced. So with prayer and practice and perseverance, finally, one day, Helen Keller woke up and understood the word water. Ann had succeeded. And from that day on, Ann and Helen were inseparable. They worked and traveled and lived together as faithful friends until Ann Sullivan died in 1936. So the question is this: can good come from bad? Can a blessing come from terrible hardship and suffering? The answer is yes. But so many quit trying long before the blessing ever comes. Think about it. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Thanksgiving program after these messages.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. Jerry and I want to thank you for listening today. This may be your first time to hear Jerry tell these stories, or maybe you're one of his first listeners over 20 years ago. Either way, it is important to find stories about America and share these stories with others. Why? To encourage us all to do our own part and keep America as a good and great nation. It is so important that we use these special holidays in our America to remember, to honor, and to keep clear our vision for a better America. That's what this Thanksgiving program today is all about, not just to entertain us, but to use stories from the past to lead and direct us as we go forward.
And what's our job? To spread these stories that are being told with our families, our schools, our churches. So today, we have something special to offer. Kelly, what do we have for our listeners today?
We invite you to call our office at 817-995-6965. When you call, you can ask about today's special program offer Jerry and I have put together just for our listeners to help you and your family as we all work together and pray for our America. You can also go to our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. That number again, 817-995-6965, or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com. Let's all do our own part, and let's get back to praying for America. Let's make today a special start, a day of prayer, a day of continuing to pray for our America. Our America is worth saving. God bless you all.
And just what should we be praying for in this Thanksgiving? A return back to God in America.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Welcome back to this special Thanksgiving program. Today we're talking about this idea of blessings. We heard the story of one man, Irving Berlin, who loved America so much and was so thankful for the life America had given him that he wrote a song asking for God to bless America. We heard the story of Ann Sullivan, the woman who worked to bring Helen Keller out of her dark and silent world, and how Ann Sullivan's terrible and tormented childhood actually led her to Helen Keller, who became a wonderful blessing to so many people all around the world. the impact of Helen Keller's life still lives on today, all because of Ann Sullivan. But here's a question. Is it possible for people in the midst of their hardship and suffering, is it possible for them to be a blessing? Well, think about it. Who are the people who inspire us most? Oh, we may have sports stars and celebrities we look up to, but truly the people who inspire us most are the people who, in the midst of their own hardships, do not quit. That's one reason we're so attracted to those first pilgrims at Plymouth Rock. They had everything going against them, but with God's help, they refused to quit. Yes, it is possible for a person to be a blessing in the midst of their hardship. If you've heard any of my past programs, you've heard me mention one job I took as a young man over 35 years ago now that so moved me that I have never forgotten. It was a job working for a church called Crusaders Chapel. Now, what made the church unique is that it was a church designed to minister to people with all forms of physical and mental ailments and hardships. The church was founded by a man who had been a college football player with a great career ahead of him until a tragic accident had paralyzed him from the neck down. But instead of letting his paralysis destroy his life, he decided to start a ministry, a church, where people with all sorts of handicaps could come and be ministered to. And when I agreed to take the job at that church, I thought that I would be ministering to those people. I was soon to find out that it would be them instead who would be ministering to me. I'll never forget the night I first came to Crusaders Chapel. I was pretty nervous. After all, there were so many suffering people. Some had ailments from birth like muscular dystrophy. Others had been struck by polio and multiple sclerosis. Still others had been victims of accidents and violent crimes and wars. There was every form of suffering a person could imagine. So how would I act? How could I in my own way spread some little piece of joy and sunshine? Well, as I drove up to the church and stepped to the door, I took one big gulp and stepped inside. And when I did, I was taken back. No, I was shocked. They had moved all the chairs and obstacles to the sides of the church, and they were actually having wheelchair races. There was laughing and talking and fellowship and joy. And before that night was over, they had me in a wheelchair racing and joking and singing. It was absolutely amazing. Crusaders Chapel was a wonderful, joyous place. Now, that doesn't mean that there wasn't sadness, too. There were those who became sick and some that died. It wasn't that unusual for someone to have some difficulty actually during a church service. And, of course, there were dreams and aspirations they had that never came true. People who wanted oh so much to stand up and walk or to give a speech that others could actually understand their words. But they never allowed the hardships to overshadow their joy. And just what was the secret to their joy? Well, to them it was no secret. It was a peace and assurance they had in their hearts, given to them by Jesus Christ. But there was something else very special that they had. They had learned to grow where they were planted. In other words, to accept their particular circumstance in life and to do the best to live through it. But most of all, to be a blessing, an encouragement to someone else. I remember one young man, he was just 19. His name was Clayton. He had been a big boy, an athlete, but he'd been struck with such a severe case of multiple sclerosis that his widowed mother could not handle him. So he ended up in a rest home, and every Sunday I would pick him up, wheel him into the church van, and take him to church. He could hardly speak, but he loved to sing in the choir, to mostly just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, as his disease continued to take its toll, he lost a lot of weight. One Sunday, as I picked him up from that rest home, they were working to get his trousers to stay up. I loaded him up into the van and we made our way to the church. When we got there, we were running late and the service was already starting. As I rushed to get him up the ramp in his wheelchair and into the church, Clayton began to slide down in that chair. He couldn't stay that way, so I put my arms under his arms and gave him a pull back up. But when I did, there was one big problem. When his body came up, his pants stayed down. And there he sat in that wheelchair, only in his underwear. What did Clayton do? He began to laugh. It was like a bad skit in an old vaudeville routine, and he could not stop laughing. Before I knew it, he had me busting up laughing too. Here Clayton was, with his trousers at his ankles. We couldn't go in, and all the people inside, and there we were, outside, and we couldn't stop laughing. Well, finally, I composed myself and tried to think of a solution. So I rushed back to the van, pulled out a blanket, and ran back to Clayton. I tucked that blanket around his waist and down under his feet to cover him up. Then we took a moment and made our entrance. But Clayton was not content to just sit in the congregation. He wanted to be wheeled up front to be in the choir. So I pushed him up there, and nobody noticed that his trousers were down. Well, in a few minutes, the choir sang their special music, and Clayton, in his own musical style, did his best to make his own joyful noise unto the Lord. But in the middle of that song, Clayton looked at me, and through his own disability, he managed to give me a wink. And he gave me something else that day, a wonderful blessing. Now, I don't know why there has to be heartache and hardship and suffering, but there's a part of me that wonders, are there some people so good, so strong, so courageous, so full of God's love and joy that they're picked for the most important job of all, to be a blessing? Thank you, Clayton, for being a blessing to me. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with some final thoughts after these messages.
If you're enjoying this special holiday program today and you'd like to know how to get your own copy, you can visit my website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. All of the information is right there. Or you can call our office at 817-995-6965 and someone will answer to help you. Or you may be thinking about getting today's order packet as a Christmas present for that special patriotic someone. And I can tell you that these programs do make great gifts. So if you'd like to know more about our work and to read some great stories, just go to my website at jerrystewartusa.com, and there are hundreds of great true stories of America right there, and they are all free for you to read and enjoy. Once again, thanks so much for listening, for supporting my programs, and thanks for being a great American. Now, enjoy the rest of the show, and God bless you.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hello and welcome back to this special Thanksgiving Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart.
Today is Thanksgiving, and truly here in America, we have so much to be thankful for. As a nation, as a people, we have been so blessed. But I must admit, for the first time in my life, I'm truly concerned as to just what will happen to our nation. Unlike any time I can ever remember, there's so much discord and fighting and disagreeing within our United States that, quite frankly, it doesn't feel like we're much united at all. And there are so many around the world who want to see us fail as a nation. Some hate us because we're a nation founded on a faith in God. Others don't like us because we seek to spread democracy around the world and they don't believe in freedom for all people. Now, as hard as all of that is to take, I can live with others not liking us. There will always be those who want to see you fall. But what concerns me most today is what's happening inside America. And what I'm about to say, some today may not want to hear, but it is true. It is simply and powerfully this. Our nation, America, is a nation founded on a faith and trust in Almighty God. And today, we need Him more than ever. Now, some would choose to leave God out of any story, but when you tell the story of America, you cannot. Look at the Pilgrims. They were a simple people, a small band of men, women, and children who had no particular skills as explorers or colonists. They were not survivalists, but they were the first successful colony here in America. But what did they have? They had God. When they left for America from Holland, they asked God, just like the song says, to stand beside them and guide them. It was no accident that the storms pushed their tiny ship north to uncharted lands. It was no coincidence that the place they finally landed had no hostile Indians. There was plenty of fresh water and good soil. It was no accident that the Indian Squanto came to them and literally saved them from dying. And the Pilgrims knew it. There was no doubt or questioning. You see, for the Pilgrims, it was clear and obvious. It was God Himself who was their strength, their shield, their provider. It was God who was their blessing. And all through the history of our nation, we have had some really dark times. But each time, as the days became the darkest, too dark many times for us to even know our way, as a nation, we turned to God, and He led us through that darkness. And the more I study history, the more clear this truth becomes. So, just what is the message today? A message of hope, a message of blessing, a message of warning. Let us not forget how we got here as a nation and who has been with us all the way. Let us realize that we need to continue to ask God for His special blessing, and we need to be a blessing to others, ourselves. Well, that's all the show for today. May you have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Take some time today and be a blessing. I'm Jerry Stewart saying goodbye for now. May God bless America and may God bless you.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting for Michigan businesses and moving Michigan forward.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Hill Harper, an actor and Democratic candidate for one of Michigan's seats in the U.S. Senate in 2024, posted on social media Wednesday that he was offered $20 million to end his Senate campaign and mount a primary challenge against U.S. Representative Rashida Tlaib from Detroit, but declined the offer. The claim has not been independently verified. If true, it would signal a move to challenge one of the most vocal critics of Israel in Congress. Harper is vying to replace retiring U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, whose seat is up for election next November. Politico reported Wednesday that Lyndon Nelson, former owner of the Michigan Motion Picture Studio, offered Harper $20 million in campaign contributions if he agreed to end his campaign and instead challenge Tlaib. The most talked about game in college football this week is not surprisingly the most expensive ticket. Tim Knight has that story.
The price for a single ticket on StubHub, including fees, has reached as high as $600, the highest for Week 13. It's also the most expensive ticket for a Michigan game in 14 years. The storylines surrounding the game are the two teams' top five rankings, not to mention the history between Ohio State and Michigan, all contributing factors in the high prices. For Michigan News Source, I'm Tim Knight.
The principal of the Moses Field Center has been fired after the latest in a string of lawsuits was filed against officials at the Detroit Public School for Children with Special Needs. This one alleging the district retaliated against a social worker who reported abuse to the state. Social worker Rochelle Green alleged in a suit filed in Wayne County Circuit Court she was removed from her position at Moses Field after she reported to Child Protective Services the school was improperly using restraint chairs for a student against the mother's wishes. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From your Michigan News Source Sports Desk, I'm Brock Palmbush. The traditional Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit features the 8-2 Detroit Lions hosting the 4-6 Green Bay Packers this afternoon at Ford Field. The Lions trying to break a 6-season losing streak on Turkey Day. It kicks off a big day of football in the NFL. At 4:30, it's the 7-3 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 4-7 Washington Commanders at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And then at 8:20, NFC West rivals do battle as the 7-3 San Francisco 49ers visit the 6-4 Seattle Seahawks. There is one game in college football tonight. 12th-ranked Ole Miss visits 5-6 Mississippi State in the annual Egg Bowl game. Kickoff from Starkville, Mississippi is 7:30. And in college basketball this afternoon, 21st-ranked Michigan State plays 3rd-ranked Arizona in the Acrisure Classic in Palm Springs, California. From your Michigan News Source Sports Desk, I'm Brock Palmbush.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including Forms 1040, 1040A and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.